sent a text to say, and there are all these conspiracy theories surrounding moon landings. He said, I'm sure the Americans were on the moon before 1969. Just look at all the craters that are left there. Well, maybe you can let us know where you were when, of course, the Americans landed on the moon, a very famous moment. Did you watch it on television? 80295 is our text number. You can send an email to goodmorningscotland@bbc.co.uk. It's 7:23.
Time for our thought for the day this morning, and today it comes from Alistair McIntosh, who's a Quaker and fellow of the Centre for Human Ecology at Strathclyde University. Good morning to Alistair.
Good morning, Aileen, and back from the moon. I've just finished reviewing a most beautifully produced volume from a small stationery publisher. It's about the North Mills of Lewis. The ruins of these stone-built corn mills are all around. You see them lining the banks of streams from where they drew water to grind the oats and barley that were once the mainstay of a self-sufficient way of life. But those days were numbered. During the 18th century, landowners auctioned off the rights to build commercially run mills. Their owners were empowered to break village millstones and thereby force people into a market economy. I thought about this when I heard Tuesday's news that Calmac, the state-owned ferry company, had suddenly announced Sunday sailings to Stornoway from the weekend. To traditionalists, this disables the Hebridean Sabbath's function as a community blessing. It breaks it like a millstone beneath the hammer of progress. If such change was clearly the settled will of the community, then so be it. But at present, the question is very far from settled. The local authority is strongly opposed to the sailings, though some councillors are probably divided between their private views and political necessity. And amongst island opinion generally, there are many with principled positions on both sides, and for that matter, each side can count both secular and religious supporters. As the mills of God grind slowly on, one thing for the record is sure. It has never been the island's clearly expressed wish that this ancient stone be broken. Far from being a quaint Hebridean custom, it touches on something we maybe all need, for the rhythm of the working week to be punctuated by a time of togetherness, and in that stilling of the world's outer clamour, a space to listen within, for how else can we ever hope to hear the Spirit's voice?
Thanks very much indeed, Alistair McIntosh there, who's a Quaker and from the Centre for Human Ecology at Strathclyde University. Thanks for that, Alistair.
The time is exactly 7:25, and Jeff is here with the sport. Much excitement in the sport.